This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. One expert calls it shameful, the true number of people COVID has killed, either directly or by its impact on overwhelmed healthcare systems around the world. It's nearly 15 million people, says the World Health Organization in a new report. That's more than double the official death toll of 6 million. The only thing standing between Russia and Mariupol, Ukraine, the city it so desperately wants, is a group of Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant, determined not to surrender. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Heavy fighting continued to rage at the Azovstal steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Russian officials denied reports that they were storming the plant, whereas Ukrainian commanders inside the plant confirmed the reports were accurate. West of Mariupol, Ukrainian forces made gains near the towns of Kherson and Mykolaiv and repelled 11 Russian attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
So is whoever leaked that Supreme Court document on abortion going to be in a lot of trouble? The AP's Mike Balsamo in Washington with an answer to that question.
The key section of law here that is debated is a section of law that deals with the theft of government property. And generally, under Justice Department guidelines, the theft of government property by someone who generally has access to it and is disseminating it for information to the public is not a prosecutable crime under DOJ guidelines.
The leaked draft opinion indicates the Supreme Court may overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. Several tornadoes barreled through parts of Texas and Oklahoma last night, causing some damage but no serious injuries that we know of. More stormy weather is expected today from Texas into parts of the South. The number of Americans on unemployment is lower than it's been in more than 50 years. A few thousand more Americans applied for unemployment last week. This is AP News. What should you expect now that the Fed's raising interest rates? The AP's Jennifer King with what it'll mean for you.
The Fed announced it is hiking its benchmark short-term interest rate by a half percentage point, and the board is signaling more rate hikes to come. It's the most aggressive increase in 22 years. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell explains why.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing. And we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says the credit tightening moves will mean higher loan rates.
Things like credit cards, home equity lines of credit, private student loans, those rates will stair step higher.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The married Arizona couple who hit the Powerball jackpot and won $473 million last week are choosing to remain anonymous permanently. They're taking the cash payout. $283 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.